10 seconds. Okay. There's more chairs at the back, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I don't know what time it is. This is Megan Brady, and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I will be your host, Megan Brady, for today's very special live lounge car session. I will let you know a little bit about our artist in a second. But first, I just wanted to take a minute and let the listeners know that we have our membership drive starting today. So today is our launch, and we are in studio all day. This is a 12-hour day. We're going to be in here. If you're in town, come on by the studio. We're centrally located on the highway and Main Street in the train car. I'm sure if you're listening, you know all about us, but if you don't, we are a nonprofit organization, and our membership drive is part of one of the main funders for us going forward and taking care of our lights and the train car and other kind of upkeep that we can do to keep this space poppin' and our volunteers supported. So I'm going to just let folks know, you can go to our website, which is smithersradio.com, and you can become a member there. You can call us all day. The number is 2506. Nope, that's mine. I'm not going to give you my phone number. 250-847-8769. And there's other ways. I don't know, come in to the train car, hand us cash. An individual membership is $25. And maybe I won't carry on rambling too terribly much, but support community radio. Come on in. You can buy tickets to our next big event, which is actually going to be Saturday at the Legion. So you can get those tickets at Mountain Eagle Books. You can also buy them on air and online. If you call us, we'll let you know. We'll tell you everything. All right, I'm going to put my clipboard down and move on to our artist. So today I have been awaiting this moment. No pressure, but I have been awaiting this moment for so many years because I saw this individual performing at countless events in Hazleton, farmers markets, just playing ukulele down on the corner, wherever. I don't know. I've been seeing this person play all over, and I'm really excited to introduce our lounge car session today, which is going to be with Ezra Beaton. And it says here, Ezra is a versatile instrumentalist and vocalist with love for classic and indie rock, a heartfelt and genuine writer and performer. He pairs his inventive lyrics with classic sounding guitar parts inspired by matters of the genre. Masters of the genre. I mean, matters too. I'm sure there's really great subjects in there. Anyways, with all my rambling done, I would like to welcome Ezra Beaton.
Thanks so much, Megan. Hey, everyone. This is my first time playing for an audience that I can't really see. I've got about 12 people in front of me right now, but the rest of you are goodness knows where, but I hope you're all comfy and ready to hear some tunes. So I'm, as Megan said, I've been playing for quite a few years now. I've been playing ukulele, play guitar, play bass. And when Megan first approached me, I was just starting out and I was just doing covers on little side stages, open mics, farmers markets. And I wasn't ready. And I think pretty much every year Megan's checked in with me and been like, are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? And so this year I reached back out and I was like, I'm ready. So I'm super honored to be here for this event, and I'm going to play some of my original songs for you guys today. So the one I'm starting out with is my most recently written song, and I grew up in the Skeena Valley for most of my childhood and then in the Kitwunga Valley since a few years ago. And it's just about the feeling of isolation and the limitations of living in the north. It's called This Mountain. Thank you. I'm in love with you for all that that is worth. Thank you. All right, this next one's an original one. I kind of improvise it as I go. It's called Tuning. All right, it's a pretty short one. Thank you very much. All right, this next one, I thought I'd start off with something light, get you guys into it, and now I'm going to go into something a little less calm. Thought I'd relax you guys into it and then hit you with something a little different. So this next one is a tune that I wrote, and it was inspired by an open mic that I played, I think earlier this year or late last year, and this there was a gentleman who played at the at that open mic, and he said, I'm gonna sing some songs about freedom and about peace, and I thought that was a really beautiful thing to do. And he said, myself and a lot of folks around here are about keeping the peace. And I was nodding my head to that, and then he said, I think it's going pretty well so far. And I was like, no, it's not. So I decided to write some songs about peace and about war, and but in the way that less people want to talk about. So this song's called The Earth Cries for Mercy. kids being taken to camps they call schools. And the townspeople sickened and labeled as fools. The chiefs once called kings being kicked off their land. My brother, if we've known for so long, why do we sit and do nothing when we know that it's wrong? Thank you. I'll go into a little more depth about this song because it's a complicated one, and it was one of the first ones that I wrote, and looking back at it, I was actually happy with it because I'm sure a lot of you folks are familiar with the feeling of writing a song and then you get to the end and you're like, that was pretty good, and then you play it through and you don't like any of it. So a lot of my songs were turning out that way, and I was struggling to come up with lyrics, but with this one, it came to me. It was hard to write, but the lyrics were, they just came to me so easily. So it's a hard one to sing. It's just because of the subject matter. It was inspired by someone who I knew for a very long time and who the world wasn't as kind as it should have been to. And I knew them. I was very close with them for a number of years, and when I met them, they were this young, vibrant, energetic, fun person, and then they just went through so much, and by the end, they were unrecognizable. So this song is about that struggle that many, many people go through today, especially in indigenous communities, isolated communities. So this one's called Bleeding. Guilty knows nothing, her vision is cracked as she sits alone by the back door. Her face cast in shadows, she cries for crimes when no one hears her anymore. Cast from the light, she lost to the fight, a powerless slave to the night. They left her alone, cast her down from a throne, and made it all seem black and white. Blind man can see, and though he cries out, no one can hear him, he whispers a shout. His lies don't deceive me, he cries out, don't leave me, still I continue to wander about. Ignorance, it cuts like a knife, and the truth seems to sharpen the blade. Children transformed by the bite of the teeth that the white man made. Bruises turn into breaks of the love that they never had. Choosing a love that was fake, never thought they would need it so bad. Her eyes unseeing look up to the truth, and she doesn't know how to accept. Her hands cannot hold your heart in the cold. For her, there seems to be nothing left. Surrounded by love, she's alone in the dark. The love was for somebody else. Triggered by fright, she slipped away in the night, out on the streets all by herself. The pain inside of her held her down. On her head was a thorn-woven crown. The wounds were too deep, the blood started to seep into cracks in the bone-covered ground. Fever, sickness, and madness creep into the back of her mind. Bleed, oh, bleed. She crawls to her father, the father that left her behind. Hurting, she leaves through the window that never will open again. Reverting to symptoms of needing that lead to her leaning on friends. The friends never help her, they act like they need her, they take what they can get. They take her, abuse her, manipulate and use her, but when they need to, they can just forget. Locked in a mind, she struggles to find a reason to keep going on. The cuts growing deeper, the memories keep her from seeing the light of the dawn. The blind man can't hear her, although she cries out. Her words have no meaning, she whispers a shout. Her lies all deceive me, she cries out, don't leave me. But in the end, she forces me out. Shadow of who I once knew. Needing, she crawls back towards me, and still I don't know what to do. Creeping, her sickness engulfs her, her eyes turn away from what's real. Bleeding, she cries out in anguish, pain seems to be all she can feel. Thank you. That one's always a hard one to play. I caught myself tearing up during that one. But that's it for my set. Those are all the. I came wildly unprepared for this. I practiced each song about once last night, and that was all I got. But I'm incredibly grateful for this opportunity, and thank you to Megan and everyone here at CICK. This has been an awesome experience.
Thank you so much, Ezra. Yeah, give him a round of applause. I take pause in how amazing that was. Thank you. It was well worth the wait. I really appreciate you coming in here today. Why don't you let people know where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, for sure. My name is Ezra Beaton. It's on pretty much all social media. I've got a Facebook page that I haven't updated in about 7 years. I've got a TikTok that I post on pretty regularly, and Instagram, which I post on semi-regularly. You can follow me on pretty much all those platforms, and I play with a band called Melophile. It's like M-E-L-O and then P-H-I-L-E. And we'll be playing at festivals and venues all over the north this summer. We're playing Kispiox, we're playing Midsummer, we're playing Valhalla Fest, so I'll have a full band with me. I'll be playing some rock, some folk, so if you're around and you want to catch me at more of those, I'll be playing. So
that's awesome. Yeah, everybody keep an eye out for Ezra, and I will be seeing you at those festivals. I'm excited for all of that. And I'm just going to take this last little bit of time to talk a bit about our membership drive. So if I can split my brain here, I'm going to mute your microphone so that you can shift yourself out of here, and let's see what happens when I do these buttons. Yeah, we're good. Okay, you're clear. Thank you so much, Ezra. For the listeners at home, we are going to be having another lounge car session this evening at 9 p.m. So if you're in town, if you're in Smithers, join us in the lounge car. It's going to be Megafauna, and Megafauna is a project by one of our programmers who does the Syrup Moose Radio. So that's going to be a pretty cool, angsty, moody thing to experience this evening. And other things that I can say about our membership drive is how to become a member. So for $25, you can have an individual membership. You can call us today at 250-847-8769. And you can check out our website, which is smithersradio.com. There's a button in there that says become a member. push it, and follow the prompts. If you wanted to come in today, we're located in Central Park in the train car. You'll see our signs, you'll see the train, and you can hand us cash. There's also family memberships for $60, and that involves like the, I don't know, two adults and three people under the age of 18 kind of thing. And we'll talk if it's a bigger family. We'll give you more things. I think I'm being a little too specific about three. I think there's more. You can have definitely more than that. So you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And this year we are trying to raise some money. We wanted to give our train its voice back. So we keep thinking, well, you know, this thing's got a horn. Why don't we toot our own horn? So this is our way to toot our own horn. So we're going to be talking about ourselves and sort of showcasing all of our programmers as much as we can today. The schedule is posted on our Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It's called CICK Events. So you can find us there. We also have a TikTok, and I'm pretty sure it's like CICK Radio, maybe, or CICK 939 Radio, something like that. I'm sure if you type it in, you'll find us. And it's a lot of me. my name is Megan Brady, and I host the Lounge Car Sessions. There's other things that I can let you guys know about. There are tickets for sale right now at Mountain Eagle Books and online for our next big upcoming event. So at the end of this week, on Saturday the 8th at the Legion, we're going to be doing the Rock Lottery. And the Rock Lottery is something where we take a bunch of talented musicians' names, we put them in a hat, and we draw their names and put together bands that are just a one-time only, one-off, come and see them live kind of thing. We give them a theme. This year it is an 80s costume theme. It is also going to be like 80s Canadian content, 80s music. So I think we're going to have a really good time. We have DJs as well. And yeah, I don't know. There's other things like our membership packages are super, super cool. This year we got together with some of our amazing volunteers and created some ceramic medallions. You can hang them in your tree. You can hang them on your visor. You can hang them on a wall. Put them in your pocket. Make a worry rock out of it. They are super cool, and our volunteers are very creative humans whose hands were upon all of the little bits and bobs. This year, the logo for the bumper sticker is by Leroy Postman, who is at Ranch House Tattoo. That's another really cool thing we've got coming up. Rancho's Tattoo is hosting a two-day tattoo flash sale. And he created a whole bunch of tattoos that you can choose from. Some of them are repeatable. Some of them are one-offs. So if you say, I want to be the only person with that train car and the fireweed, then that's you. You get that. And all proceeds beyond his costs go back to CICK. So this is going to help us reach our $5,000 fundraising goal this year. And I'm super excited to be working with Leroy. And I mean, the image itself for the bumper stickers is really lovely. And we're eventually going to be making some silkscreened t-shirts with his emblem on it as well. So keep an eye out. Follow us. As I said, CICK Events is our Facebook page. And yeah, I think we're going to be doing call outs later. So if you're one of our listeners and you're sitting at home like, oh, I don't know if I've got my membership, we're going to call you. If you have ever been a member with us, at least in the last couple of years, you're going to get a phone call from us prompting you to either come in with your money or call in with your credit card, or we will walk you through the website, et cetera, et cetera. And there's lots of ways to support community radio. We're taking donations all the time. So you're welcome to donate beyond that membership fee. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. We've got a nice team of folks that are going to be helping us out today. The schedule has been posted if you wanted to see what our special programming is today. But I probably have a minute here that I can kind of give you a quick rundown. So you've just had Ezra's Lounge Car Session, and up after that is going to be the Ev Ali Show, and followed by Outside In. Tech Tides and Timberline is at 2 o'clock. 2:30, we've got Slob, S-L-O-B. And 3:30 to 4 is Tungsten by Christine Bruce. Then we have 4 o'clock, Thorium Sericulture. 5 o'clock, Sidetracked. 7 o'clock, Folk by the Fingertips. And 8 p.m., Syrup Moose, followed by that Lounge Car Session. thank you all so very much for supporting CICK, for listening to this lounge car session, and I believe I will be throwing it back to the studio for the Ev Ali Show. I have been your host, Megan Brady. This is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Thank you all so very much.